are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So understanding the role of the Holy Spirit is essential for all believers, including girls, as they navigate their faith journey. The Holy Spirit, often described as the third person of the Trinity, is a divine presence that guides, empowers, and transforms individuals from within. For girls, grasping the significance of the Holy Spirit can provide them with a sense of comfort, guidance, and empowerment as they grow in their relationship with God and navigate the challenges of life, right? So we are joined on the line by Sister Christian, who's going to be helping us unpack this one. My sister, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Zanile. How are you?
I'm good. And you? Long time, hey? It's been long.
It's been a while. I was expecting to see you at the Women's Congress this time.
I couldn't make it. I was busy with other things here. But I'll try come. I don't know when, but someday.
Next year. Yeah. We're expecting to have it in Malawi.
Ah, born there again. So that I can eat the nice rice then, eh? You see, I'm already making plans. I'm already making plans. So before we start, Sister Christian, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the wonderful day that you've given us. We ask your Holy Spirit to be with us as we'll be understanding the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives as women and young women. May your Holy Spirit guide us and protect us, and may you lead all this discussion. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. You know, when I saw this topic, I actually chuckled a bit and was like, even as adults, we struggle with the issues of the Holy Spirit. So what more of girl children? But I was like, no, we'll try to guide them here and here. You know, as much as we understand, we'll try and guide them based on how we also too. But before we, as we kick it off, what or who is the Holy Spirit, you know, and how important is it for the young girl to understand the Holy Spirit?
Okay, so as earlier described, the Holy Spirit is considered the third of the third person in the Trinity, according to Christian theology, that is. So described as the presence of God, active in the world, underline the presence of God that is active in the world. So the Holy Spirit acts as a comforter, a counselor, and a helper. We find that in the Bible. So he is involved in the processes of spiritual rebirth and also helps in understanding the Bible. And the Holy Spirit empowers us believers to overcome the challenges, and he intercedes with God on our behalf. So I think the importance of understanding the Holy Spirit as young girls or as girls is crucial, because it helps us to navigate life challenges, because with the Holy Spirit, girls will have a divine helper who provides wisdom as well as strength in difficult times. But the second, the Holy Spirit will help us develop moral and spiritual convictions. Because the Holy Spirit influences moral and ethical development, thereby guiding girls in forming their beliefs and values. And lastly, the Holy Spirit will help us feel valued and empowered. Recognizing that the Holy Spirit dwells within us as girls can boost our self-esteem and sense of purpose, because knowing that we're directly connected to God is more fulfilling.
So how can they now develop a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit and cultivate sensitivity to his presence and guidance in their lives?
Okay. I understand there are several practical steps that we can practice. So the first one being having regular prayer and meditation sessions. Because this will, we have to encourage our girls to spend time in prayer, openly share the thoughts, fears, and desires with God, and asking the Holy Spirit, as the guider he is and comforter he is, to guide us and comfort us. And secondly, through reading and reflecting on the scripture. The Bible is described as God-breathed. If you look at 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, God breathed and making it a crucial tool through which the Holy Spirit speaks. So understanding scripture can help girls discern the Holy Spirit's voice. Thirdly, by participating in community and church worship, that is engaging in church activities, youth groups, this will enhance our understanding of the Holy Spirit through collective worship and learning, because we're always gaining new information, new knowledge. And other than that, by seeking spiritual mentors, we have them in our churches. So we can get guidance from experienced believers. This is our women, the leaders that are experienced in the faith. And they can help us by sharing how the Holy Spirit has worked with them in their lives. And these will serve as inspirational and instructive figures in the church. And lastly, by being attentive to inner promptings. Now, this is crucial, sorry, in a way that we have to encourage our girls to pay attention to the conscience and feelings of peace or discomfort that guide our decisions. And this can help us recognize the Holy Spirit's influence. So for girls developing this relationship, it's not just about following practices, but also realizing that we are never alone, because the Holy Spirit offers a source of constant support and guidance. And it also empowers us to live out our faith authentically and courageously.
So now, when we're studying the Bible, understand that, you know, the Holy Spirit is formally introduced, you know, in the New Testament, because he was there from the beginning, but we start seeing him, you know, in the New Testament. Who did he, guide, or examples from the Bible where we can see the Holy Spirit's work and involvement in the youngs of girls or women? Which woman or girl can we say, there we can see, you know, the Holy Spirit? Or maybe even in the Old Testament, even though he was not yet introduced, but we could see that this one was being guided by something or someone.
Well, let me start with the Old Testament. Let me tell you this. During the last Sabbath, we had what we call Bible Character Sabbath. It was Adventurers Day.
Yes.
So particularly for Bethel International SDA, we said, let's come dressed in all Bible characters. So I showed up as Abigail. You know the story of Abigail, how she went behind to provide for the provisions that David and his kinsmen were looking for. And later on, he gained favor in David's house. You remember? So I feel like Abigail is one good example in the Old Testament who was guided by the Holy Spirit. Now, going to the New Testament, now we have the most profound example, Mary, the mother of Jesus. Because in the book of Luke, the gospel according to Luke, Angel Gabriel tells Mary that the Holy Spirit will come upon you, thereby enabling her to conceive Jesus. So evidently on Luke chapter 1, verse 35. So despite the potential for social stigma, Mary had an encounter with the Holy Spirit, who empowered her to respond with faith and obedience, saying, I'm the Lord's servant. May your word be fulfilled. So Mary is one good example. Secondly is Elizabeth. Elizabeth, you remember Elizabeth was Mary's cousin.
Yes, yes.
So when Mary visits her relative Elizabeth, who is pregnant with John the Baptist, Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesies, recognizing Mary's child as the Lord. From Luke chapter 1, verse 41 to 45. This feeling empowers Elizabeth to support and affirm Mary, thereby playing a crucial role in encouraging her at a critical moment. Another good example we have is the women at Pentecost, as seen from the book of Acts. When the Holy Spirit descends during Pentecost, women are among those who receive the Holy Spirit alongside men. Acts 1:14. Remember, sis? These Literally underscored the inclusivity of God's promise of empowerment through the Holy Spirit, regardless of gender.
So, you know, the Holy Spirit, even as we sometimes, not that we struggle with the Holy Spirit, we struggle in terms of, you know, understanding his workings or how he works. Sometimes we feel like, okay, he's here, he's not here. Sometimes we even ask ourselves, is the Holy Spirit still here or not? But then now, how does he empower girls to live out their faith and courage, with courage, boldness, and resilience? We know that in Scripture, you know, God is saying that come into my throne with boldness, you know. So how does the Holy Spirit now empower us that when we are approaching the throne of God, we go there with boldness as young girls?
Just as Mary accepted her role in God's plan, despite potential criticisms, as girls we can draw courage from the Holy Spirit to stand firm in our beliefs, even in the face of opposition or misunderstanding, because the Holy Spirit is going to provide us with courage to face opposition. So we are assured, just like even the women at Pentecost. It also shows how the Holy Spirit empowered women to speak boldly about their faith and to be active participants in the ministry, breaking all sorts of cultural or society barriers. So the Holy Spirit will office, the Holy Spirit will empower us to have courage to face opposition, boldness in witness and ministry, as seen in the example of Mary and the women at Pentecost. And also in terms of resilience and trials. Resilience and trials, the Holy Spirit will provide comfort and strength in difficult times, enabling us as girls to persevere through challenges and trials. This resilience is rooted in a deep assurance of God's presence and purpose in our lives. So now in navigating life's decisions, the Holy Spirit acts as a guide, giving wisdom and discernment to make choices aligned with God's will.
Okay. So now we are going through a lot. In fact, we are a generation that goes through a lot. I don't know, well, maybe because I was not part of the other generations, but I just feel like this generation, yes, we are going through a lot. Or we are expressing that we're going through a lot, you know. We are forever saying we're going through a lot as this generation. So that's what I'm like. Maybe others they didn't, but this generation, you know. But as we are going through a lot, as young girls, how now, or in what ways now that the Holy Spirit, provide us comfort, encouragement and assurance during times of difficulty or uncertainty, as we're going through a lot? How does the Holy Spirit give us that encouragement, saying, it's okay, you know, I've got you? How does he now do that?
I think when I'll still go back to the example of Mary, but now I'll add Deborah.
Okay.
Deborah was a judge and a leader in Israel, remember?
Yes.
So I think the Holy Spirit gives girls the courage to take on roles and tasks that seem daunting, and enabling us to stay forward in leadership and faith-based initiatives. And through the example of the women at Pentecost, as an Acts 2, it recalls that the Holy Spirit came upon all of the disciples gathered at Pentecost, including women.
Okay.
They all began to speak in tongues and prophesying as evidence of the Holy Spirit feeding, which still shows how the Holy Spirit empowers regardless of gender, as I've earlier said. Now, through the Holy Spirit, we gain a deeper understanding of Scripture and discernment in making decisions. And similar to how the Holy Spirit guided the women in the early church to understand and spread the teachings of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Now, lastly, I will speak of spiritual gifts.
Okay.
Just as the daughters of Philip prophesied, the Holy Spirit continues to distribute spiritual gifts to girls today.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to see it. We just have to be there to request, to pray about it.
Mm.
Yeah.
So now...
So in terms of providing comfort in suffering,
mm-hmm.
the Holy Spirit is often referred to as a comforter.
Yes.
He provides peace and comfort in times of sorrow and distress, reminding girls of God's presence and love even in the darkest moments.
Mm.
We see this from John chapter 14, 16, verse 14, verse 16 to 26.
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Spirit also helps in understanding and applying scripture, which contains many promises and truths that can uplift and encourage. So when girls read the Bible, the Holy Spirit can highlight verses that speak directly to our situations, offering hope and guidance. So to gain an assurance of God's love, the Holy Spirit assures believers of their identity as children of God. Who are you? I'm a child of God. Then why should you fear anything?
Mm.
In Romans chapter 8, verse 16. So this internal witness helps girls to feel secure and valued.
Mm.
Also, reinforcing that we are loved unconditionally by God, regardless of external circumstances. So going back to the issue that I mentioned about spiritual gifts, the Holy Spirit empowers us as girls with spiritual gifts such as prophecy,
yes.
Wisdom, or encouragement, as you can refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4 to 11. So these gifts do not only aid in personal edification, but also enable us to be instruments of God's grace to others, providing a sense of purpose and involvement in God's work.
So as older folk, sometimes we can't hear the Holy Spirit, or we don't understand, or we don't hear or recognize that it's the Holy Spirit now speaking. So how can now young girls discern the leading of the Holy Spirit amongst all the competing voices and influences in their lives?
Well, this is very crucial because it requires intentional practice and sensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see, as girls, we can cultivate this discernment through prayer and meditation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where having regular communication with God through prayer and meditation, as it opens up girls to the subtle promptings of the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
It's a time, you know, prayer is a time to ask for guidance,
yes.
and wait for the Spirit's purpose.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, response. Yeah. So, secondly, by constantly and consistently studying the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So the Holy Spirit will never lead in a way that contradicts scripture. So that's definite.
Okay.
It will never contradict the Bible. So familiarity with the Bible will help girls recognize whether an impulse aligns with God's word,
mm-hmm.
And thereby serving as a reliable filter for discerning truth from deception.
Mm-hmm.
Also, through the communities and the mentorships that we have in our churches and our the community gatherings, I think as girls, and young girls, when we're engaging with a community of faith or believers with that are like-minded,
mm-hmm.
and thereby seeking guidance from trusted mentors, it can provide external confirmation of the Holy Spirit's guidance.
Okay.
So these individuals, our mentors, can offer wisdoms based on their experiences of spiritual discernment.
Mm-hmm.
Lastly, having a reflection on inner peace.
Okay.
The Holy Spirit often guides through peace.
Hmm.
Colossians 3, verse 15. So even in decisions that are difficult, if there is an underlying peace that persists, it might be the Holy Spirit alone.
Ah, okay.
Mm.
I like that. I like that. I hope that our young girls are listening. But then now, as we wrap it up, my sister, how can we now as adults or their parents help them with the issues of the Holy Spirit, even though we struggle with them? But is it possible for us to help them with the issues of the Holy Spirit? And how can we do that?
As adults, yes. We have to identify and address secular influences around the young girls. So helping them to have the regular self-assessment of their values versus actions in the life of girls. So thereby helping them balance this society expectation versus the Christian values.
Indeed. Sister Christian, thank you so much, you know, for coming through and helping us unpack the whole issues of our girl children understanding the Holy Spirit. I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer for our girl children as we wrap it up?
All right, let's close our eyes and pray. Dear God, we thank you for a wonderful session that we had today. We ask your Holy Spirit to be with us. May it guide us and provide us with wisdom that we need. And may your Holy Spirit continue to comfort us in all our endeavors. We ask your Holy Spirit to be with girls all over the world in war-stricken areas. May you provide protection. May you provide healing to those that are sick and offer comfort to the bereaved. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Sister Christian, thank you so much for coming through. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Blessed day to you too, sis.
Amen.
Thank you.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, powered by the SID Media. That was Sister